There's a huge difference in the fact that the whales would have sonar and could use that to detect food. Megalodon, on the other hand, doesn't have that advantage. And they actually have a disadvantage in that they have to stalk these large prey, which can detect them, in the case of whales, using sonar.
Giant swimming reptiles like the ichthyosaur, a huge dolphin-like creature, and the plesiosaur that looked like a giant long-necked turtle once ruled the sea and influenced the evolution of the megalodon.
Sea creatures evolved to live and hunt in groups as a direct result of sharing their environment with bigger predators. Giant sea creatures are nothing new. During the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods, huge swimming reptiles filled the same role as megalodon did during its time. And so these whales, in order to compete with this massive shark, found safety in numbers. And they also found power in numbers as well.
By studying the behavior of the descendants of these ancient beasts, experts have been able to uncover new insights into the fascinating details of how they ruled the seas over 15 million years ago. The dark Pacific waters north of Japan. A giant megalodon slices through the deep. A super predator on the hunt. His bulk so massive, the search for food never ends.
This is a shark that was so enormous, it could swallow a modern great white shark whole.
Suddenly, his senses pick up a disturbance in the water. He locks on to a lone sperm whale, separated from his pod.
The shark has a remarkable battery of senses. It can actually feel the whale moving through the water. Receptors in its nose allows it to pick up these tiny electrical impulses that are put off every time the whale moves a muscle. The meg is able to size up its prey before it even sees it.
The megalodon's skin was covered with tiny taste buds called denticles. These allowed it to taste through its skin, which helped it more easily find and identify its prey.
The coloration of megalodon was ideal for his hunting methods. His skin was darker on the top and lighter on the bottom. What this meant is if you were above the megalodon looking down, you couldn't really see him. And if you were beneath the megalodon looking up, you wouldn't be able to see him